This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hello, everyone.
It's Niners!
I know, oh my God.
Listen.
I'm listening.
I got this idea. Do we have a promotions budget?
No. Yes, okay, sure.
I'm going to get a gang of Niner fans, and we're going to fly to Green Bay.
Oh.
And we're going to go pick fights with them.
Oh my God, great
idea.
Are
you into this bit?
I love it.
It's going to be so fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we'll only pick fights with people we can beat up, so.
Well, obviously.
You got to be careful.
I mean, we got to be covert, you know, pick old ladies off the street, stamp them with a Niners brand or something.
I got a better idea.
And small children.
Sure.
If we bring
only really, like, lame-looking kids, though.
If we can bring Bryn, we can get super reckless. Like, we can set him loose, and I'll just announce.
Bryn must have some Cooksel Wine friends, too. I mean,
right.
Maybe we could get a whole plane full of Bryn's friends.
Recruit from Dong School.
There you go.
Perfect.
Bring old Dirty Dong.
I'll just be the mascot and the announcer.
All right. Oh, that seems safe. I'm going to stay here.
That's right.
You guys
too.
Report on how beat up you get.
We'll send Vaughn so you can videotape
you
guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
Vaughn, if you could document that for us,
boys,
that'd be great.
Boys trip!
Oh, my God. Have a great time.
So it is in the budget, then, is what you're saying.
You got it. I may pay for it personally.
Start with your own credit card, though, and then we'll see about it.
Yeah, you go ahead and
great.
Get it booked.
Log on to something.
We'll see if we can get reimbursed for it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm sure Michael Martin will go for this. This actually sounds like something he'll be like, whoa, thanks for the great idea.
Is this something where we have to bet with another morning show in
no,
Green Bay?
This is where we're going to go to the town.
Do you know anyone there?
Green Bay is a small place, right?
I don't know much about Green Bay. I mean, you know, names... Maybe I'll look up some morning show names there.
No, I don't want to do that. I want to go to the town center and yell for their biggest, baddest.
Oh.
And then Bryn's going to knock them out.
Up there? Is it just cheese or what?
It is cheese. I told you this. So
one of our close
family friends.
Sourdough.
Yeah.
Leslie is from Wisconsin. Uh-huh. And her parents have become close friends because we've all known each other just a long time. And they come around. And she's like writes... You know, your grandma from the land of cheese to my kid.
Aww.
Like, they'd be like kind of pushing the cheese thing. You know, we're more than cheese.
Yeah.
No.
Turns out
they're
they
into
might
it.
Just be cheese.
Nah, they like it. I had a fast pack. I don't even know if I did it, but they used to have it. Used to be, how did they word it? It was illegal to serve food.
Yes, you did this.
I did this.
Oh, without cheese and butter.
Cheese and butter had to be in
with
every meal.
Well,
or the restaurant was in trouble.
You know, you get people who love cheese riled up, and the
I
next
guess.
Thing you know, they're putting your restaurant on notice.
Anyway,
I want my cheese and I want my butter.
This article says the title is 10 Facts About Green Bay, aka the Toilet Paper Capital of the World.
Oh, what? They're owning toilet paper? Oh, is it all the trees? They cut down trees and make
or
it
they,
into toilet paper?
I think a long time ago there's a lot of printing going on there, some print production, so maybe that's what that's about.
Hmm. Anyway.
Things you can read while you're on the toilet.
Go Niners.
I've got the toilet paper here. Yes, go Niners. Holy cow. It's actually a good weekend. At my house, they were psyched to see the Titans win. They were like, oh, if the Titans are going to beat us, then we'll...
The upset of the weekend.
Huge. And, I mean, all the games were actually pretty good. The Kansas City game was amazing.
I watched the Kansas City game. So what was that? The noon game on Sunday. So there I am watching it, and all of a sudden, Houston's up 21-0 in the first quarter. So I'm laying on this thing. I come to right as the second quarter is ending, and the Chiefs are up.
Yeah.
They, in one quarter, they not only came back, but they... I have the stats. It's like a ridiculous thing. They were down by 20 and they won by 20.
Which is like the first time it's ever happened. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, there were some good games.
After the initial quarter, they scored like 51 points to 7.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in a, I mean, they just, I guess they got those guys' number and just went, oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I can see why teams would easily go, we're down 21-0 and it's just the start. We're over. We're out of here. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Hey, toilet paper capital of the world is because Northern Tissue, precursor to quilted Northern, invented the first splinter-free paper.
Splinter-free?
In the plant there. Yeah. Toilet paper with splinters.
Northern.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sure. I've heard of, I think I've used Northern.
I have too.
Sure, of course.
I think that probably have toilet paper right now without splinters is the kind I want. So I'm really glad
I'm
to hear
that one.
That's, yeah.
Thank
that's,
you, Green Bay.
Can you imagine getting a splint? I mean, of all the places you get a splinter, too, it'd be like,
on
you
your
know,
dot. Oh.
Right. I'd be like, I'm going to need some help. I seem to have a splinter and I can't see it.
John!
Can you take a look at my dot and pull that splinter? I'm pretty sure I have a splinter.
I'm
oh my
sure
God.
He'd be like, finally, she loosens up about the butt stuff.
But it's just to get a horrendous splinter out. Oh my God. When did the splinter free toilet paper come into existence? Boy, we have made some advances in toilet paper technology.
A year.
Probably really quickly after it was invented. A couple people with splinters in the dot were like, there's some changes that need to happen. This is a great idea, but the splinter thing is problematic. You know, you need to be able to get after it without worrying about that. Holy crap. It's, oh, here's a porcupine toilet paper.
All we have to worry about now with football is somebody
winning.
Keep an eye on the Patriots so they don't cheat their way somehow into the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're going to be in it.
I bet you are. Bet you and John are both like, just give them a second. They're going to come back any minute now.
Belichick's got this. Oh, my God. Oh, so what did you do this weekend besides watch football, or was that it?
No, that was mostly it. So I got up early on Saturday to go surf, and it was flat.
Oh.
It was flat, and the weird tides.
Oh.
It's just, it was small and fat is what we'd call it, which is just too much water, too much tide. So that didn't happen. And I did a bunch of chores, and we hung out as a family, and we, you know, eating right now is all we do.
Yeah.
And
well,
weirdly, it's not anything we do.
Right.
We don't eat, and yet it's all we're
we
focused on.
We spend all our time focused on whatever we're going to be eating.
And what our kid won't eat.
Can't eat.
Oh, God. It's so, well, no, it's won't eat.
Which one won't eat?
The one who needs to eat.
Oh.
She doesn't like any of the food that's being made. It's all awful.
Yeah. Well, so you can't really blame her. On the other hand, the kid needs to eat.
Well, we're all eating it with her.
You're starving to death.
I don't even think I make a full poop anymore.
Oh, hon, I'm so sorry.
Like, I honestly go,
wow,
that's all that happened back there, huh?
Maybe it's just, like, compacted or
no,
something.
No, it's just, there's just not a lot of food
I'm
happening.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, well, that's good, though. You know,
I didn't bring it up for
the whole family's on a diet.
Sympathy, yeah. But I, that's what
the
we're up to.
The wife doesn't need to lose any weight, but too bad.
Right.
You know. Oh, my
God. So, but I did see your little, didn't you post something like, I'm not having fun in dryuary.
Yeah. No, you know what I realized, though, on Friday night, we, you know, our friend Mike J came back to town, so.
Mike J!
I know Mike J. You guys know Mike J.
Where's Mike J been?
He lives in Mexico now. They moved to Mexico. No, they
full
did.
Full time?
Oh, I'm not allowed to say that?
No, I mean, he's kind of still here.
Well, okay, right. He does, well, he comes here and works. This is where he works, but they basically, no, I'm going to say that they don't live there full time because I think it's wrong to say that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't say his last name. Nobody knows. Anyway, so Mike J.
Is this the Mike J I know?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mike J's around, and he's like, hey, man, what are you doing? And
Hey, man.
Because that's how he talks. I'm like, hey, Mike J.
Hey, man.
I'm not doing anything. So we wound up having a few people over on Friday night, and that was the problem. because and another one of the guys, one of my regular drinking partners, is also doing a dryuary. Mm-hmm. So the two of us were just like everyone's drinking and having fun, and we're eating cheese and crackers and pasta, and everyone's drinking except for me and Joe. And it was, you know.
Oh, so Joe's on dryuary, too?
Yeah, we're both trying to do it.
So he's bordering on having a problem and wants to see if he can pull this off?
He has, it's a lot harder for him, in my opinion, because I really only drink on the weekends anyway, and usually only one night will I go big. But he's a guy who gets home from work every day and has a couple beers, at least. You know, that's sort of his M.O.
That's pretty normal.
Yeah. But he said, you know, it's tough. So many times I open the fridge and reach in just without even thinking to grab the beers that are sitting right there. I'm like, oh, you should have got rid of the beers. At least they're not in there when you open the fridge. He's like, I feel like there's something missing from my life. So it's going to be, it's harder for him. But I realized that what I have to do is not have parties.
Well,
duh. Because on Saturday, it was no problem. Even John and Riley had a beer while they were making dinner and they were trying to taunt me, you know, like, oh, cheers. And I was like, that doesn't even bother me. The night before, though, when everyone's starting to have fun, loosen up, and I'm sitting there all stressed out for my week and eating cheese.
Don't eat cheese. We're on a cheese boycott. What are you, crazy?
Well, I didn't, you know, they hadn't won at that point.
Oh, all right.
So, who would we face? So we would either face Green.
It's the Niners. Green Bay is coming here to play the Niners, and Tennessee,
so
I believe,
Tennessee
is going to the Chiefs
or KC.
If we
Super
get
Bowl.
Past the Packers,
got it.
We're not there yet. We're just working out the details on this bit where we go and pick fights in Green Bay in the town center.
So I fell asleep at 9 o'clock on Friday night, and I fell asleep at. I did stay up till 10:30.
Really? Well,
on Saturday night, because my kid forced me. Come on, I want to watch another episode. Like, all right.
I hate to say it, but as someone who hasn't had a drink in I don't know whatever how many however many years,
you don't feel all that bad for me.
No, I feel like you're. It's nighttime's freaking boring. Yeah. I don't have any use for it.
Well, once like the sun's gone down, you're past dinner, you've cleaned up, and you sit down on the couch. It's like, what else is there? You know. I could make John play cribbage with me, but the kid wants. We're watching this show called. It's called Criminal. It's like some BBC show or something.
Oh,
it's good. That guy David Tennant that I love is in it.
Then why you sound so down about it?
Because he forced me to stay up till 10:30, and then I thought this is gonna be great. I got up at like 7 o'clock both mornings.
Yeah, I was interested to know what time you got up.
Well, I mean, you go into bed at 8 o'clock. It's hard to sleep past 7. So I got up at 7 o'clock.
I can't believe you sleep till then.
I know. I mean, really, it was, the 10:30 night, I mean, 7 o'clock seemed reasonable. But then last night, I couldn't fall asleep until midnight.
Mm.
Like, what the F is going on? I basically almost stuck to my schedule. How could I possibly still be awake at midnight?
It's just the way it is.
Why?
Why aren't we just over it by now? And
I don't
know it's never going to happen.
Our sleep is so central to our lives. That's why. Just like, oh, great. I guess because you're so rested by the time Sunday rolls around that you're just... You don't need it. Like, I don't feel particularly tired this morning, to tell you the truth.
Good.
Yeah. It's just...
I don't know what to say about the nighttime thing, though. Now that we've... Between quitting drinking and then having some kids, I'm like, 6 o'clock, I guess I'll just go to bed. Unless there's some sex on the other end of this dumb TV show we're watching. Right. I'm out of here. This is boring.
I know. During the week, I almost can't wait to get to bed.
Yeah.
Like, let's get this day over with.
Yep. So true. Isn't that awful?
It is awful. I do feel like it's sort of a waste, like, you know. But it's that or watch TV. I didn't watch anything on TV. Oh, so John and my kids are leaving they're going to go skiing.
Oh, they're stoked.
Yeah. Nice. I was like, oh, really? You planned it for a Monday through Wednesday, huh?
Where do I fit in there?
Nowhere.
Good for them.
I know. They're going to have fun. They're probably getting on the road right about now.
Oh, wow.
Actually, I just realized, too, last night we took my son, who is going to be 19 on Tuesday.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. He's not going to be here.
19.
So I know. My little kid with the long beard. So last night we all went out for dinner, and John gave me his wallet to pay. And because they took off to set up we walked over to the place and they went back and got the cake out and, you know, got it all ready. And I have his wallet still. It's in my pocket.
Oh, no.
So I texted him when I got here, and I was like, what's this? And I find his wallet in my coat. So I think he might have to wait, or he might have to come by here to get it.
Right.
Because he's not going to be able to get
it.
Yeah. It has everything. Uh-huh. I am him right now, if I want to be. Got his ID and all his other stuff.
What does it take you to get here? 15 minutes?
20 minutes. But it takes me half an hour to get home. But I think they wanted to leave at like 6 in the morning.
Yeah, they should come here right now.
Yeah, they should. I should text him and see.
Text the boys. And he's not right answering.
Yeah, I know. John just, yeah, he doesn't look at his phone. He's like, it's like an active, I don't want to be.
I'm with him.
Untouchable.
I'm completely with him. Can't they just take Bay Bridge?
Yes.
And get back on their journey from there?
Just get on 80 and go from there.
Boom.
They're going to have to.
Right,
yeah,
boy,
this time of morning,
stinks.
You're right. I know. It totally stinks. No fun at all. I feel terrible about it, actually. I should have totally remembered.
Well.
Give it back to him.
Now you've got them.
That's true. Now I get to go down and see them and say goodbye. What'd you do, Yuzi?
You left here.
Oh, yeah.
Like going,
on a mission.
Oh, I'm going to party.
So do you even remember much of the weekend?
I did do some drinking on Friday and then went home and watched TV, went to bed. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday I didn't do anything. I just hung out at home with the dog. And then Sunday I went and did some threading. She's my best friend.
Threading.
Next
Let me
to
see
John,
your eyebrows.
Of course.
Got her eyebrows threaded. I don't know. They looked amazing on Friday, too. I thought you'd just gotten them done. No, they look great.
Well, she threaded my whole face.
Oh, your whole face. Oh, boy.
I was almost in tears.
I bet.
Well, actually, I was in tears.
Well, you sometimes...
I put up a video
happens.
On... I know. I put up a video on my Facebook page.
Oh, all right.
Of the process. But it's great. I loved it.
And now you're...
Yeah, I'll go back.
Now you're hair-free.
It hurt a little bit because I hadn't done it in years. Mm.
Your whole face, though, huh?
Yeah, I stuck to waxing, but and waxing doesn't hurt at all anymore.
Right.
But so I think I'll just try to do the threading once a month. It's just better for you.
Oh, you just go in and it is better than waxing.
Rip it, yeah. So
I feel like waxing
about the same
waxing
price.
Waxing must pull off all like the dead skin and.
Well, they're pulling off the dead skin as well.
Oh, they are.
Yeah. Huh. So it's great.
Looks super painful. Yeah, I'm just going to start shaving. You let me know if you can see my beard from over there, Vinny, and I'll just start shaving it.
Well, I keep seeing this thing, you know, from late night TV that I watch early morning, 2 a.m., is that there's this dermaplane, I think it's called. And it basically is a razor, I think, for women.
Uh-huh.
And it has a little light so you can see. But it's basically shaving your face and off all the dead skin cells.
Oh. Scrapes everything right off, huh?
Yeah, but man, your face feels smooth and it just fresher. And putting on makeup this morning, it went on a lot better.
Right, you don't swirl all the hair
into it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Being a girl!
Oh,
this is what it's like, everyone.
I think that's what Anita does now. She has this little laser thing that's like she's rubbing on her face.
Oh.
I'm like, what are you? It's like an extra 10 minutes at night now that she's.
Does she do it every day?
I don't know, but I see her every now and then, you know, because I don't really go to sleep at the same time as her. Mm-hmm. But she's just like, you know, and it's
making noise?
It just rolls. No, but it's like a laser light.
Oh, I've seen those on TV, too. I've seen those.
And it's not really shaving or anything. I'm like, what is it doing? She says, it's poking really small holes in your face so that it, I guess, refreshes the dead skin cells.
Or scars your damn face up.
I don't know.
Hair,
I don't
she doesn't have hair. It's not, that's not
it's
hair
not
related.
Hair. It's not hair, probably, but I don't know what to do. Oh. She's doing laser stuff
poking
on her face.
Poking little holes.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, somebody sold you some scam, dude. Where'd you learn this from?
She has beautiful skin.
Anita is, like, model gorgeous.
Yeah.
I don't know why she looks into all the beauty stuff, and that's, you know. Yeah.
More than once, I've looked over and gone, holy smokes, that chick is, that's Anita. Mm.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, no kidding.
Better not perv out on my friend's
<It's her. laughs>
baby mama. Yeah.
So, whatever she's doing, everybody do that.
Yeah. I'm going to get one of the laser rollers.
That's a new thing, though.
I'm going to shoot my face full of holes. Sounds like the way to go. Damn.
We could look as beautiful as her.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll have to get 10 of them. That should be fun.
Really?
I don't know. Whatever. Give it up anyway. Who cares? Hey, everyone.
Hey, everyone.
It's Monday morning. Yippity doodah, zippity aim. We're going to play a song, and then we'll be right back. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.